that make sense.
They always have great conversations.
8:10 on a Monday morning. Thanks for hanging with us. Season 2, episode 202 of The Club. It's Monday, April 10th, 2023. Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas are live and local weekday mornings, 6 to 9. The information to start your day with a smile or two. One of the best known and historically significant buildings here in Las Vegas being brought back to life very carefully since he bought the Hunter's Theater back in March of 2021. Homegrown real estate developer Jay Dapper has been moving forward with the rebirth of the World War II era venue. That process happened and began and move forward on Friday night with the relighting of the sign and the marquee at the iconic theater on East Charleston and Maryland Parkway. Once the Huntridge is ready to go, our next guest is tasked with running the theater space. A pleasure to welcome to the club the artistic director of the Soho Playhouse, Darren Lee Curtis. Good morning, Darren.
Hey, good morning, Darren.
Hey, good morning, Andy and Mark. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. Can you give us some insight about the new venue? It sounds like it's going to be an intimate setting for a theater, and they also have a space for a concert venue, concert hall for over 1,000. What are some of the challenges of the new location that's going to be at Charleston and Maryland Parkway area?
Well, the challenges and the blessings, I feel, are sort of the same, actually. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that it's one of the historic buildings of Las Vegas, over 80 years old, which is a real rarity in Southern Nevada. So curating the history of that building will be one of our primary tasks that we're really looking forward to doing. We do similarly that in New York. Our flagship theater in New York is in a building over 200 years old. So curating the history of the building will be a challenge, but will be one we take on enthusiastically because we love that neighborhood here at Soho Playhouse. We feel that what Jay Dapper has done, not just with the Huntridge Theater, but with the Huntridge Shopping Center that's right on that corner of mm-hmm. Charleston and Maryland currently, is wonderful. Lots of new and exciting businesses and community things coming into that neighborhood. So we're super excited.
Yeah, Darren, you touched on a point that really sort of gets glossed over, but and Jay just sort of mentioned this in passing when we spoke with him last week. Over the last 10 years, he's invested over $25 million in that part of town. He's somebody that's firmly vested in trying to revitalize that community.
Yeah, that was a feature of going into business with Jay. Is once we were looking around for where to possibly bring our off-Broadway style of theater into Las Vegas, after meeting with Jay and looking at those projects, and my sister has lived in Las Vegas for over 30 years and raised her family here. So by association, I've been pretty aware of what it's like to raise a family in Las Vegas. Well, Jay's raising his family here too, and he's a native Las Vegan. So I could see the genuine passion he had for the Huntridge Theater and for that neighborhood and for downtown Las Vegas, which I think is the exploding part of town and one of the most exciting parts of entertainment in the world currently is downtown Las Vegas.
It's called Soho Playhouse, all part of the historic Huntridge Theater project, which is undergoing a complete overhaul there on Charleston and Maryland Parkway. Artistic Director Darren Lee Cole joins the club this morning. Darren, help me out here a little bit. When it comes to live theater, I'm woefully behind when it comes to culture. Does a playhouse of this type that we're talking about give a shot for local upcoming talent as compared to, a touring production that comes with a cast of seasoned pros?
Yeah, so actually both. Another great advantage we have is the work that's already been done at the Smith Center, mm-hmm. Myron Martin's great project over there. So big Broadway-type shows are coming in there. We're going to be a different scale. We'll be a little bit smaller, but we will have internationally well-known touring productions and shows that we produce in New York coming here. But primarily, we are building this to be staffed by local people and, importantly, give opportunities for local artists to have another set of venues with which to perform in Las Vegas. Our dream is that a young person that is getting a degree in arts from UNLV can look at the landscape, the evolving landscape of Las Vegas entertainment, and feel that they can make their career here, that they don't have to go necessarily to Los Angeles or New York to break into the business. We want to help contribute to that.
We're talking with Geraldine Cole. He is the artistic director of the Soho Playhouse. They're going to operate at the Huntress Theater once it's up and ready and raring to go. Since you're in on the ground floor here, Darren, give us a sort of look into the process here. How involved are you in creating the different spaces, the multi-use concert hall, the off-Broadway theater, and the two other spaces that will eventually be added? What's that process like?
Well, yeah, so I preamble all of this with it is a process, and we are respectfully going through the correct channels, working with the city and the landmarks preservations and all of that. But the dream is, and the process is one we, again, we embrace because we think the history of that building is important, and we're dedicated to preserving it. That being said, everything needs to be modernized. We need new equipment in there. We are indeed going to add a 200-seat, what we call black box theater, and a 100-seat cabaret jazz club style venue as well, because eventually our programming aims are to relight the candle of the Huntridge as people remember it, a great concert series with innovative and independent bands coming in there. We want to relight that candle, but we also want to shed light onto the future. We intend to bring off-Broadway style theater, comedy, storytelling, dance, physical theater, children's theater, a new evolving thing called immersive theater, which is great. And of course, there'll be lots of workshops and classes, and getting young people in particular is another goal of ours to get involved at the theater over there.
Darren Lee Cole is the artistic director of Soho Playhouse Theater, coming to the Huntridge Theater. So what is the timetable for the curtain to rise on the Soho Playhouse, and how many dates? Is it too early to start filling the calendar?
Yeah, it's a little early, although garnering interest has been something I've been doing for over a year now. And the good news is when I put the word out that we're coming, there's a very enthusiastic response, which is great. But time-wise now, first things first, we're going through the process of, we have a wonderful architecture firm, Gensler. Mm-hmm. And so we're finalizing the architectural plans and ideas with the architecture firm. Then we apply to the city and various agencies for all the permits needed. And we're hoping that we can get the scope of this kind of work done in the next year or so. And then it will take us about another year once approved to build it out. So we're hoping in that time frame we'll be able to be opening and turning on the lights inside the theater in a very short while.
Take us back to Friday night for a moment, Darren, because neither Mark or I had the opportunity.
Great.
Yeah, neither one of us had the opportunity to get out there to relighting the sign and the marquee and letting the public walk through there and get an idea of what the future holds for that theater and that part of town. Walk us through that. How was that on Friday night?
Well, it was such a thrill. First of all, and not to speak for Jay, but I know how important that night was for Jay and Dapper Companies and that whole team that long before I came onto the scene have been putting a lot of effort into revitalizing the Huntridge. But to turn those iconic marquee and that iconic Huntridge sign, neon sign on top back up was amazing. And what really thrilled me was the turnout. We had such a good showing from the community there. Well over 1,000 people, I'm going to estimate. And it just felt like a realization of everything I had hoped for, which is that there would be excitement and that the community would come out and look with hope at what might be coming. So I thought the night was, and we had three great local bands, and we had the politicians who are hugely important to making the revitalization of that area a reality, come out. So I rate the night as just a huge success.
As this process goes on, Darren Lee, we hope that as updates warrant, you'll rejoin us to let us know how the process is going, because we're as excited about it as you folks appear to be, because that's a part of town that really does deserve a rebirth. So congratulations and continued success, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.
Really appreciate the time. Thanks for having me on.
That's Darren Lee Cole. He is the artistic director of the Soho Playhouse. And we talked to Jay Dapper, and we talked to Rhett Robillard from over at Gensler. It's a process that everybody's excited about. So if you had a chance to get out there and check it out on Friday night, give us a call on the live line.